W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Meet Me When My Heart Stops by Becky Hunter, narrated by Sophie Roberts. Chapter 1. The first time Emery dies, she is only 5 years old. She is playing in what I presume is her garden, a neat sort of garden, well tended, with climbing plants twining their way up the wooden fencing, and a stepping stone path that winds through the grass to the pond at the back, where insects hum around the lilies. The smell of freshly cut grass hangs in the air, not from this garden, which is tastefully overgrown, but from one of the neighbours, hidden from sight, in an illusion of privacy. Soft music thrums from the slightly crackly radio inside the kitchen, the back door open wide to tempt a summer breeze. Emery's father is standing on the patio, tending to a barbecue. The sausages sizzle as he drops them on. Her mother is sitting a few feet away, sun hat pulled down over her face, a full glass of rosé next to her on a table. Condensation beads around the edges, but the glass looks untouched, all her attention instead on a printed-out document on her lap. There is another girl, too, sitting on the edge of the patio, not far from where Emery plays. She's older, maybe around 10, and tall in a slightly awkward, lanky way. She has similar colouring to Emery's mum, the same olive skin tone, her hair a warm brown curtain around her face. She is reading, the pages of the book well thumbed. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. But she keeps glancing up, towards Emery, like she is checking in on her little sister, even though she can't possibly know what's about to happen. I turn my attention to Emery reluctantly, unable to put it off any longer. I know it's her I'm here for, of course, but there is a heavier-than-usual dread in my stomach this time around, because she's only a child. She is barefoot, crouching in the grass, peering intently at something there. One hand is clutching a stick, the other splayed on the ground, supporting her weight. She's not really moving, just staring, a crease in her little forehead, like she is contemplating a problem she can't solve. Dark curls fall to her shoulders, framing a heart-shaped face. Something in me twinges.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?